The Today Manufacturing Podcast offers a powerful and unique perspective on the biggest stories impacting U.S. manufacturers. Anna Wells, David Manti, and Jeff Ranke apply their experience as editors of industry-leading brands Manufacturing.net and Industrial Equipment News in providing in-depth analysis of the latest headlines. Their insight, along with a mix of humor and human interest, makes Today in Manufacturing a go-to source. Keep pace with supply chain challenges, electric vehicle developments, labor struggles, robotics, and more by listening, downloading, and subscribing to the Today in Manufacturing podcast.
Inside a winemaker's significant undertaking, repurposing a historic manufacturing site. Commonwealth Crush began winemaking as a service in August 2022 in Virginia with three workers on its staff. According to co-founder Ben Jordan, a Virginia native, the idea for the winemaking contract manufacturer stemmed from a desire to create a business that made wine for small projects.
There needed to be a place in Virginia for small projects that aren't at the level of production where they need to build their own winery, need a place to make wine. Giving a winemaker a place where they can have their wines made is something relatively new.
Still, Jordan and his fellow co-founders Pat Egan and Tim Jordan needed a location to launch their business. A tip from a company called Basic City Brewery led the co-founders to a space in the Shenandoah Valley, and they grew fond of the building's proximity to a wine-drinking population and developing vineyards. However, CWC's new home in Waynesboro, Virginia, was hardly a location built with winemaking in mind. Instead, the area rests in the Virginia Metalcrafters Historic District. According to the Virginia Department of Historic Resources, the district dates back to 1890. The first building at CWC's location was developed by Staley Silk Corporation in 1925 as part of the Swiss company's expansion in the U.S. The building was thought to have initially produced yarns and threads. As the demand for silk declined, Staley Silk left the Waynesboro facility in 1941 and decided to consolidate its workforce to a plant in Pennsylvania. Virginia Metalcrafters occupied the site soon after, and by the time the company closed in 2006, it had crafted various products including lamps, chandeliers, kitchen and garden accessories, and sculptures. CWC started renovating its 16,000 square feet of space in March 2022, which Jordan estimates as 10% to 15% of the complex's space. The renovation took place from March to August. Jordan described the timeline as tight, while he painted a picture of multiple contractors, lifts, and tools working simultaneously in the same space. Projects included clearing out old equipment and infrastructure, cutting a large mezzanine in half, and adding a slope to the building's flat floor for drains, a process Jordan described as a significant undertaking. The fact that the building is listed in the Virginia Department of Historic Resources also offered a few challenges. Preserving the historic site included leaving alone a floor scale, refraining from painting parts of the wall, and stopping a new wall 6 feet short of another wall in order to make a hallway that would protect a historically important corner in the barrel room.
It definitely would slow things down from time to time. You work with a consultant who understands the review process and who tries to get you on a path to not doing anything that you would have to undo. And so that sort of vetting process takes longer than just the normal permit approval process.
In August 2022, CWC began winemaking as a service and carried 8 clients for its first vintage. CWC set up the building with multiple workspaces, allowing for work on up to 4 different projects by 4 sets of employees simultaneously. The building's high ceilings also accommodate tanks, barrel stacking, and up to 15 feet of dumping in the processing area. CWC will look to add 4 to 6 clients for this season's vintage and expects to add another 1 to 2 production workers by the next harvest. Jordan admitted that enough business likely exists for the company to reach total capacity in half its planned time, but he wants to manage its growth.
If you have the tank and square footage capacity, but you don't have the right staff in place yet, and you put all that burden on your undersized staff, then that leads to burnout and an unhappy employees.
CWC plans to eventually reach full capacity and expand from winemaking as a service. In addition, Jordan said the company intends to introduce a direct-to-consumer and vertically integrated portion of the business. Part of that vision includes a tasting room, which the company aims to expand into the sawtooth space of the building.
Longer term, open into a bigger, kind of more beautiful space, and then really foster an environment in both of those tasting rooms, which is a little bit more wine bar than tasting room, meaning that we have not just one winery represented, have our clients represented in a way that is exciting to the customer, that makes them want to come to try different things.